The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine is up for September 19th and for the 26th already. A research study is enrolling. Bob Branco has a letter about patient portal accessibility. Worlds of Books meets October 15th. An employment accommodations lawsuit has settled in California. Eyes on Success features Life with a Guide Dog and Retinitis Pigmentosa. Ability to Access has a list of HIMSS products for sale. And if I have time, I will read more posts from Cool Blind Tech. This reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast for September 19th is now online. New meeting times for ACB families and the Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni Board. Meet Amanda Selm, one of the 2019 ACB JP Morgan Chase Leadership Fellows. Remembering Bert Boyer with Dr. Tuck Tinsley, former president of the American Printing House for the Blind. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for September 26th is now online. ACB staff member appointed to new Air Carrier Advisory Council. News about the ACB Radio Holiday Auction. A new grant for disabled photographers. More accessible Apple TV. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. All other remaining information stays the same. From NFB, the below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Name of study, motor skill development experiences of individuals with visual impairments in K-12 physical education. My name is Nicole Kirk. K-I-R-K, and I am a postdoctoral researcher at the Center on Physical Activity and Health in Pediatric Disabilities at the University of Michigan. I am conducting a study to examine which sport and motor skills were included in the K-12 physical education curriculum for individuals with visual impairments and how important and feasible people with visual impairments feel that such skills are for others with visual impairments to master. This study consists of an online questionnaire comprised of 96 items related to sport and motor skills and 8 demographic items. It should take approximately 30 to 40 minutes to complete. All responses will be anonymous and confidential. Participants who complete the questionnaire in its entirety are eligible to enter a drawing to win one of 4 $25 Amazon gift cards. To be eligible for this study, participants must A. be 18 years of age or older, B. have had a visual impairment ranging from low vision to no light perception during your K-12 education, C. have spent the majority of your K-12 educational career within the United States, D. have access and ability to complete an online survey. To begin the study, please go to https://umich.qualtrics.com/jfe/form/SVUnderscore E capital M number 5 capital F capital O 0 Z T O number 7 M capital E K capital U capital R. If you have any questions before, during, or after the study, please feel free to contact me by mail at tnkirk@umich.edu or by phone at 618-967-2886. Thank you in advance for your participation in our research. Best regards, Nicole Kirk. Also signed by Luann Blake, J.D., Deputy Executive Director, Blindness Initiatives, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Call 410-659-9314, extension 2221, or email lblake@nfb.org. On Friday the 20th, Bob Branco writes, "How many of you have difficulty accessing your medical test results through your patient portals? For the most part, they do not appear to be blind-friendly. In my case, my doctor's office uses Stewart Medical Group as the company that provides patient portal access. First of all, they have a code, which you can't find, and it expires in 24 hours if you don't read any test results within that amount of time. I think we live in an age where there has to be a technology available in order for blind people to access their test results online in a more convenient manner. Recently, I led a committee of blind advocates who worked on a general advocacy letter for blind patients to bring to their medical offices with particular requests. The letter was drafted and posted on my website, www.brancoevents.com. Has the American Council of the Blind tried to address these difficulties? Here's the letter. To whom it may concern, my name is blank, and I'm a patient of Dr. blank. As a patient who is blind, visually impaired, I am writing to ask for specific considerations when visiting your medical facility, as I believe I should receive equal access to my own information as any sighted patients would automatically be granted. Specifically, I am asking that you please take the following steps to make your documents, forms, and all other processes accessible to everyone, including blind people like me. 1. Provide all bills, instructions, labs, reports, and other correspondence in an accessible electronic digital text format that is prepared and tagged in accordance with existing industry best practices, guidelines, and standards, such as the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. 2. Make sure all processes, including check-in and check-out, are designed and implemented in a manner that works for all patients, whether or not they are able to see. For example, if kiosks or tablets are used, the vendor should have a clear plan for making them accessible to patients with disabilities. 3. Draft and implement an accessibility policy and provide training to all management and staff to ensure it is followed consistently. While you are working to address the long-term accessibility concerns I have just outlined, I am asking for the following considerations, which include 1. Accessibility to your health services and documentation. Some examples of these requests may be to ask that I receive correspondence from the healthcare provider in large print, braille, email, or a phone call. 2. I would also ask for a private place where a staff person can help complete necessary medical forms. 3. A text message or phone call to remind me of my appointment instead of a printed letter or postcard, which would also be quite helpful. If you provide a patient portal, 4, I may need assistance with setting it up and learning to use it with assistive technology. If the patient portal has not been designed for accessibility, then I may need considerable assistance from a staff member over the phone from time to time. Thank you for giving consideration to these issues. Not only will following these examples benefit me as a patient regarding independence and privacy, but much of what I refer to is mandated by the Effective Communications and Reasonable Accommodations provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act, https://www.ada.gov/. Which is a federal law that must be followed, just like the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, to which you are already bound to comply. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration, and I look forward to working with you on these matters. Respectfully, whoever patient is. From Newswire. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group. Time, meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on October 15, 2019 to discuss Under Currents, DB 95764 by Nora Roberts. The NLS annotation follows. Under Currents, DB 95764. Roberts, Nora. Reading time, 14 hours, 37 minutes. Read by January Lavoie. Romantic Suspense Fiction. Suspense Fiction, Romance. Zane and his sister Britt's family looked perfect, hiding the truth of his violently abusive father and complicit mother. 20 years after he finally escaped, Zane is back home for a new start, and maybe even a new love, but a shadow from the past threatens. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2019. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/2818017. Query. Return path equals capital L, number 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, small j, A, capital D, number 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, number 1, capital Y, MXP, capital Y, small y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital X, capital V, U, capital Z, capital G, capital V, Y, capital I, capital G, capital N, 1, CN, capital J, capital I, BN, capital R, Z. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group, meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/28620056. iPhone one tap in the U.S. +1646876992,3, 2862005056 # or number 1-408638-0986, 2862005056 # or telephone in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408638-0986 and use the meeting ID 286-200-556. International numbers available https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, double-tap one of the above numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Worlds of Books program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe follows http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. If you wish to subscribe to the one-way announce list, please write to aw-announcements+subscribe@groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tek-talk-discussion+subscribe@groups.io. National Federation of the Blind commends consent decree. Dateline Baltimore, September 20, 2019. Alina Sorling, A-L-I-N-A-S-O-R-L-I-N-G, a blind food service technician, has settled the lawsuit she brought against California's Dignity Health for employment discrimination with the assistance of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, and the National Federation of the Blind. Ms. Sorling filed suit after she was fired from her job at Dignity Health's Mercy Medical Center in Redding, California, after losing her vision and requesting reasonable accommodations to continue working there. The 3-year consent decree settling the lawsuit provides $570,000 to Ms. Sorling in lost wages, compensatory damages, and attorney's fees, and requires Dignity Health to update its policies, procedures, and training on the process for considering and providing reasonable accommodations to employees with disabilities. The company will provide anti-discrimination training to all leadership and employees, including specific immersion training under sleep shades, on how blind employees can accomplish various tasks for the director of Mercy Medical Center, make its policies available to all employees, report all complaints of disability discrimination to the EEOC for the duration of the consent decree, and post a notice for employees about the decree and employee rights under federal law. The National Federation of the Blind commends this comprehensive consent decree and all who worked to reach this favorable resolution, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. As we said when the suit was filed, Alina Sorling's ability to work in food service did not diminish when she lost her sight, and this result rectifies the injustice that was done to her. We hope and believe that the consent decree will not only make Ms. Sorling whole, but also prevent discrimination against blind workers in the future and ensure non-discriminatory hiring and employment practices at Mercy Medical Center and Dignity Health's other Northern California facilities. The National Federation of the Blind, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland, is the oldest and largest nationwide organization of blind Americans. Founded in 1940, the NFB consists of affiliates, chapters, and divisions in the 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. The NFB defends the rights of blind people of all ages and provides information and support to families with blind children, older Americans who are losing their vision, and more. We believe in the hope and dreams of blind people and work together to transform them into reality. Learn more about our many programs and initiatives at www.nfb.org. An ACB List member writes, "Good afternoon. I realize this is not blindness specific, but I'm not on ACB chat and thought I'd make people aware. There is an Amazon scam going on. This afternoon, I got a call, quote, from Amazon on a toll-free number asking if I had charged $750 and to push 1 if I didn't do so. I didn't. I double-checked my credit card and my Amazon account, and there was no such amount. The number, according to Google, is Amazon Customer Service, is 888-280-4331. So beware. Signed, Gene." Eyes on Success, episode 1939, aired September 25th, 2019. Life with a Guide Dog and RP. Show notes. Katie McCoy is the Associate Director of Philanthropy at Southeastern Guide Dogs and a guide dog user herself. Learn about how getting a guide dog has changed her life. She's also written a book about her journey with retinitis pigmentosa called Retinitis Pigmentosa 101, How to Understand, Accept, and Live Your Best Life with RP. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and the podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Try listening to Eyes on Success on your Amazon or Google smart home device by saying play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Ability 2 Access is excited to announce that we are now the distributors of HIMSS products in your area. ABILITY number 2 Access. HIMSS products, HIMS. Braille Sense Polaris. BrailleSense Polaris keeps the traditional computer interface while supporting Google Apps, making it easy to utilize Google services like Drive, Docs, Sheets, and Slides, as millions of other students do every day. QBraille XL, a unique blend of a Perkins keyboard and QWERTY function keys with a 40-cell Braille display. The QBraille XL replaces the need for special keystrokes with the intuitively placed function keys found on all QWERTY keyboards. With the QBraille XL, closing an application means simply pressing the dedicated and familiar Alt plus F4 buttons. Handy tech products, Actolino. Actolino is the super compact note taker featuring 16 piezo ceramic braille cells and silent braille keyboard, featuring real-time display of information in braille and the speech output of the connected computer. Easy to type your notes with Actolino and send it to your smartphone or PC. The built-in microphone allows you to make calls with such programs as Skype, FaceTime, and WhatsApp. Actolino provides unique touch recognition, HandyTech's patented ATC, active tactile control, technology allows using the device like a touchscreen or a tablet. ATC offers continuous reading. When reaching the end of a displayed text, it scrolls automatically to the next text position. GoVision and GoVision Pro. GoVision and GoVision Pro are both an all-in-one space-saving HD video magnifier that combines all the best features of a desktop video magnifier with transportability and connectivity unrivaled by other products. Features desktop, distance, and self-view modes. The GoVision Pro features full-page OCR. Taptilo 2.0, T-A-P-T-I-L-O. Now with Wi-Fi connection and upgraded software, Taptilo is an all-in-one Braille education solution that includes a combination of a hardware device with the latest Braille cell technology and an innovative application and software with improved user interface. With its interactive software and personalization features, Taptilo makes Braille education efficient, effective, and fun. Call for pricing. For a free, no-obligation demonstration of these products or any others in our line of distribution, please contact Julie Akers, A-K-E-R-S, at 540-639-9732 or at 540-392-0388. Ability to Access is the proud distributor of LVI, Freedom Scientific, Optilec, HIMS, Magnifying America, Patriot Brand Products, TriSight, IRI-AT, and AI Squared. Posted September 22nd on Cool Blind Tech, UserFirst has introduced a free Chrome plugin that checks web accessibility. This free Chrome plugin pinpoints non-accessible web content. UserFirst has introduced a free plugin for Google Chrome that helps users identify web content that isn't accessible. The UTester Developer plugin specifically highlights content that doesn't comply with Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG 2.1. Along with pointing out each web accessibility issue, the program offers an explanation of the accessibility guideline being violated, information about the severity of the issue, and links to guidelines for fixing the problem. It also includes a function for extracting and linking the results of automated scans to other systems the developers might be using. Web accessibility is akin to cybersecurity. It needs to be thought of as a continuous process because websites are always changing as new pages and content are developed and site function or navigation changes, said Matt Treiner, Chief Product Officer of UserFirst, in a statement. Web accessibility means continuous upkeep, and it's why it needs to be an integral part of each and every web development cycle to ensure that all the moving parts of a website are manageable for both companies and people with disabilities. The UTester Developer plugin requires a free UserFirst account and is available at the Google Chrome Web Store. Also posted on September 22nd on coolblindtech.com, Unseen, an audio comic book for blind people. Unseen, an audio comic book, is the first comic book aimed at blind people. How losing access to comics after becoming blind inspired Unseen, the first audio comic aimed at readers who see with their mind. Comic books were not at the top of the list of things that Chad Allen would desperately miss when he went blind, but they were certainly on there. Growing up in Rhode Island, a friend's older brother had a huge collection of Marvel and DC comics, which the two younger boys would carefully remove from their protective sleeves to immerse themselves in the four-color world of superheroes, especially Allen's favorites, the Hulk and the Punisher. From a young age, Allen was dealing with some of the effects of what would develop into complete sight loss. It started off as night blindness, and if I came out of a movie theater into the sunlight, I wouldn't be able to see for a while. In 1988, when he was 15, he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, and by the age of 28, he was completely blind. In those 13 intervening years, he had been determined to get as much out of life as possible, taking up competitive tap dancing, spending time in a fine art studio in Providence, and even studying magic. He has been a member of the Academy of Magical Arts in Los Angeles, where he now lives with his wife and son, for the past 17 years. The last comics Allen remembers reading are Garth Ennis and Steve Dillon's Punisher series, which ran from 2001 to 2004. Those comics exemplify for him the loss I felt of no longer having access to comics. When he went blind, he turned to audiobooks and learned to read Braille, and returned to the prose literature he loved, from Mary Shelley to Ray Bradbury. But he still missed comics. Then he wondered, if you could listen to prose, why not comics too? Comic books are a visual medium, a marriage of text and graphic art. But the idea wouldn't go away. The root of every comic is highly visual, but we don't see those pictures with our eyes, we see them with our brain, he says. It's the whole story that matters. It's how we describe to our brains what that story is. The result is Unseen, an audio comic book. It is the first comic book aimed at blind people, featuring a blind character and made by a blind creator. The experience is akin to audio-described cinema. Each panel is described in a matter-of-fact way. Dialogue is spoken and a whoosh sound indicates when the next page is starting. Set in the near future, the first issue opens on the U.S.-Mexican border, where a tyrannical American regime is allowing immigrants to be experimented on for nefarious purposes. In this scenario comes Alfonsa, an Afghanistan-born assassin who also happens to be blind. She can also turn invisible, not unlike how blind and disabled people can be made to feel by the rest of society, who often choose not to notice them at all. I see the narrator as kind of fulfilling the role of a caddy in golf, says Allen. She is filling in the gaps, carrying the story along, allowing you to experience it all. Say an alien landed on Earth, and you had to describe to them what a comic book was. You'd be doing that with speech. You'd be describing the action in a panel and the dialogue. That's exactly what I'm doing. The first issue, which is around 20 minutes long, was completed this year and featured in an exhibition at San Francisco's Exploratorium Museum of Science, Art and Human Perception. It proved immensely popular, prompting Allen to release it for a limited time as an audio stream. It ends on a cliffhanger, so listeners' most frequent question is, what happens next? We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after our broadcast at the website ncreadingservice.org. Please call 919-832-5138 with comments and questions. So long until next time, I'm Doris Hyde.